House Bill 1110, an act to criminalize the possession of certain contraband in juvenile correctional facilities and the delivery of certain contraband to juvenile correctional facilities.
House Bill 1110, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is the third year in a row for this bill. It passed both houses the first year, and it was vetoed by the governor because I had written it and I screwed up some parts of it. Last year it was killed in the Senate Judiciary Committee because some members of the committee thought the bill was too tough on kids, and they didn't understand that this bill was about contraband brought into or illegally concealed inside a facility. After the bill was killed and after further discussion, the senator responsible for its demise changed her mind and said that she would not try to stop it this year. All this bill does is make the law which prohibits contraband in state prisons and in county jails applicable to juvenile detention facilities. If you'll look at the bill and the underlying portion, you'll see the law is already there just like that in all other facilities, but not in juvenile detention facilities. It prohibits drugs, weapons, and alcohol, and it acts against those who are incarcerated and also against those who might try to bring contraband into or upon the grounds of a detention facility, just like we do in adult jails. It's important that you remember this bill only adds juvenile detention facilities to what is already required at all other detention facilities for adults. The counties who run these facilities need this protection. I urge you to vote for this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1110. Representative Van Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Hennies, I'd like to ask, I'm new to legislature, and I'd like to ask, you know the background, why it's important to have a felony punishment if a juvenile in a facility has non-prescription drugs.
Representative Hennies, do you wish to answer the question?
I will, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Van Norman, no one in any detention facility is allowed to have anything that they have not been given by the jail administration and staff. If they have been given that by the jail administration, it is not illegal and it does not fall under this bill. What we're dealing with here are people that smuggle things into a detention facility or upon the grounds of the detention facility, and it acts against those who smuggle them in and those that possess them inside without giving them to the administration.
Representative Van Norman, you still have the floor.
Thank you. Would this cover aspirin and cough syrup and things like that?
Representative Hennies, do you wish to answer the question?
I will, Mr. Speaker. Very clearly, I'm not being articulate enough, I guess. You are not allowed to have anything at all in a detention facility that has not been given you by the administration of that facility. So everything that you take in there and smuggle into someone or possess after you've been searched and conceal it is considered contraband if it's illegal to possess it. So you cannot, yes, to answer your question, yes, it covers any of that stuff that you smuggle in.
Representative Van Norman, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess that's my only concern is if a parent were to come in and while visiting with the child, administer aspirin or that type of thing. I'm not familiar enough with the system, but I have those concerns. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1110. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1110. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1110.
Representatives Knold and Davis. Representative Davis. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, nays 2.
House Bill 1110, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions as to the title? Hearing none, the title is declared correct.